Tuesday night, approximately 10 p.m., Bryan Fire Department Engine 3 responded to a possible building fire. Upon getting there, found that there had been an explosion in the garage. The double car garage door had been separated from its attachments and damaged severely, had to be taken completely down. There was walls that were moved out of place from the overpressure. Investigator was called in, and I determined that the gas cans that were stored in the garage due to this heat wave that we're having had some gasoline vapors that had eventually made their way over to meet up with the pilot light on the gas water heater, creating an explosion inside the garage. There were no injuries.
I haven't heard this happening in a long time.
No, but you're going to hear it again. I really expect to see issues with this as long as we have these temperatures. The safety warnings have always been to never store flammable chemicals near gas appliances with pilots, but this only comes to show why we keep telling everybody to not store the gasoline and other flammable liquids near piloted gas appliances. This really gives a very good indication of why we don't want this to happen. The explosion was very significant in its magnitude, considering you have a locked double car garage door that was completely out of its hardware. The track wheels were blown off of it, and it was basically destroyed.
You mentioned the walls being moved. Was those the walls in the garage or walls elsewhere in the house?
Two of the walls, the one behind and the one on one side of the water heater in the water heater closet, which is in the garage, those two walls were damaged. The one to the right of the water heater was an adjoining wall that went into the house behind the back door next to the water heater. So when you stepped into the utility room right through that door, an entire wall, trim and all, had been moved by the force of the explosion.
Any other property damage?
No, not significant. The flash was so brief that there was a little bit of paper that were smoldering upon Engine 3's arrival, and a small cotton mop head that they put some water on and extinguished immediately. But the biggest damage was not from fire, but from the overpressure of the explosion, which did quite a bit of damage.
How large of a gas container? Just a 1 gallon?
There was a 1 gallon and there was a 5 gallon. They were both fairly new and had the typical venting that you see sold right now. They looked to be in fairly good shape. There was no issues with them. There was a little bulging to the 5 gallon container, similar to a whole lot of others I've seen, including one that I have at my house that has a little bit of bulging because it's gotten really hot. There was nothing that could give me an idea that either one of them had technically malfunctioned, but with this extreme heat, I think we're going to see some off-gassing of any kind of container like that has a venting system.
And that would be both plastic and metal fuel containers?
Yes.
And does it matter if it's unleaded gasoline or two-cycle fuel or oil even?
Oil is not going to off-gas as much. It's the real chemicals that you'd commonly see in the garage that people would have real concerns about would be things like their gasoline, any solvents for cleaning, painting, your paint thinners, your shellac thinners, all of those types of things. Heavy oils are not going to off-gas as much just from the environmental heat. But any kind of paint thinner, alcohol-type stuff, that kind of thing is going to give off a lot of fumes. Their flash point is quite low, and so they will start vaporizing at a low temperature, and with this heat, they will vaporize very rapidly.
If you don't have a water heater or something else with an ignition source in the garage, is it safe to store the liquids that we've been talking about?
Basically, yes. These vapors need an ignition source, and the very common ignition source is that pilot light that's down at the bottom of, say, the water heater or the heating unit. A lot of them nowadays come with an electric start, but that will make a spark when it's time for it to kick on, and that electric spark could also start that. But an electric water heater does not have any kind of spark, any kind of flame to ignite the fuel vapors.
Have I missed anything?
I just want to remind everybody to be very careful to always store their flammable chemicals away from all heat sources. This has come out to not be nearly as bad as it could have been. There was no loss of life, but we definitely need to be very careful, especially in the heat, of storing any kind of chemicals that are flammable anywhere near an ignition source. And any questions, they can always contact the Fire Marshal's office at 209-5960.